Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends, after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/more messy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Sonia Rincon, and here are today's top local stories. As we just heard live on 1010 Winds from NYPD Commissioner James O'Neill, there have been some new revelations in the shooting death of Officer Brian Mulkeen in the Bronx over the weekend. Let's get the latest live from One Police Plaza and 1010 Winds reporter Darius Radzius.
Well, that's right. From bad news to worse, Officer Brian Mulkeen was killed by friendly fires, says Commissioner James O'Neill. On Sunday, Mulkeen and two other officers with the Bronx Anti-Crime Unit were chasing down a man they were trying to question. During a struggle with the suspect, they tried to apprehend. Mulkeen was heard on a body camera saying, quote, "He's reaching for it. He's reaching for it." Now, six officers, including Mulkeen, was then fired their guns, according to police, killing the suspect. But Mulkeen was struck twice. Well, O'Neill says the entire struggle to the last bullet fired took a total of 10 seconds. Commissioner O'Neill says the suspect's gun that they recovered was illegal. Mulkeen was 33 years old and was with the NYPD for more than 6 years. Darius Radzius, 1010 Winds live at police headquarters.
A young Brooklyn dad is accused of beating his infant son to death.
Quincy Pierre called 911 Friday morning. His infant son wasn't breathing. The baby was rushed to Wycombe Heights Medical Center, where he was pronounced dead. 2 days later, the 19-year-old father was arraigned on a charge of manslaughter. Crystal lives near the family's home at 12 Cornelia Street. She's a mother and a grandmother.
And it really breaks my heart to hear this. Anytime that I hear of a baby being abused, I'm torn. I want to cry.
Pierre reportedly told detectives he pressed down hard on little Nikolai's chest and shook the two-month-old multiple times. Al Jones, 1010 Winds in Bushwick, Brooklyn.
The New York Catholic Archdiocese is discussing the findings of a year-long independent review into its handling of sex abuse claims.
Retired judge and former prosecutor Barbara Jones delved into thousands of case files and reviewed policies.
The Archdiocese follows strict protocols in every one of the cases that comes to it.
Jones says no priest is currently in ministry where there was a substantiated complaint. And only two complaints regarding minors have been reported since 2002. She wants to see databases for transparency and a beefed-up investigative process. Cardinal Dolan welcomed this review.
And it stung deeply last year when I heard from some of my people, you know, Cardinal Dolan, we're having trouble trusting you bishops. And I just thought, how can I restore their confidence?
Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds News.
The NYPD will be providing an update this afternoon on the investigation into the death of NYPD officer Brian Mulkeen over the weekend in the Bronx. He was shot with his own gun in a struggle with a suspect at the Edenwald houses early yesterday morning. He radioed for help, saying the suspect was reaching for his gun, but it's not clear how the gun was actually fired or whether Mulkeen may have also been hit by friendly fire when fellow officers shot and killed the suspect. Police say he was armed. A wake will be held on Thursday. The funeral is Friday. And the NYPD is looking for the driver who injured an officer during a traffic stop in Port Richmond, Staten Island last night. The officer had pulled over a black Mercedes. Police say when he had his hand inside the vehicle, the driver raised the window, trapping the officer's hand. He was able to break the window to get free, but the car drove off, running over his foot. He was taken to a hospital to be treated for his injuries. Republican Staten Island City Council member Joe Borelli is already thinking about the Donald Trump Presidential Library. He says Staten Island will gladly be its home, even though President Trump is from Queens and has lived most of his life in Manhattan. But on Staten Island, 57% of those who voted in 2016 chose Mr. Trump. Borelli tells 1010 Winds he understands that there could be controversy.
I've spoken to Republicans, Democrats. There are tons of arguments in favor of this. And the ones that are opposed seem to be just upset that it would be named the Trump Library. I mean, there's no rational argument why anyone would not want a world-class research institution in their community.
Borelli suggests two possible sites, the College of Staten Island, Wagner College, or the Staten Island campus of St. John's University. No comment from the White House. A rally was held near City Hall this morning with elected officials and advocates demanding the passage of three new Vision Zero bills. One would create 50 miles of protected bike lanes and 30 miles of bus lanes per year. Another targets reckless drivers. The third seeks limits on commercial waste haulers. Mark O'Connor is the Deputy Director of Transportation Alternatives. He's calling on the City Council and the mayor to pass the bills by the end of the year.
For the mayor to not just stand on the sidelines, but for him to recognize that these pieces of legislation are in line, in lockstep with every single thing that he has been saying about Vision Zero.
Advocates also want the city to produce an annual report of traffic crashes, injuries, and fatalities, and to make recommendations for reducing dangerous driving. The angry bagel guy has made a lot of other folks furious. TMZ is reporting that Chris Morgan surprised everyone involved with his celebrity boxing match by not showing up Saturday night in Atlantic City. Morgan posted this message on Twitter.
I fooled you all! I ain't coming to the fight! After all, what's the best way to really not get hit? Don't be there!
Promoters say Morgan's no-show cost them $100,000 and that they're looking into suing. Morgan was originally booked to fight Lenny Dykstra, but after Dykstra pulled out, Saved by the Bell star Dustin Diamond stepped in. A New Jersey Amazon facility has been evacuated this afternoon. Channel 4 is reporting there was some kind of threat at the Amazon Fulfillment Center in Carteret. Police did not give any details, but say the Middlesex County Sheriff's Department responded to the scene with bomb-sniffing canines. In addition to the building being evacuated, the ramp at Exit 12 off the turnpike was also shut down. Officials say all threats are taken seriously and investigated. A Mets fan is suing the organization after getting seriously hurt when he was smacked in the face with a projectile T-shirt. According to the Daily News, 54-year-old Alex Swanson's suit says he was nearly blinded when the shirt from the T-shirt cannon hit him and damaged his retina back in June. No comment yet from the Mets.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/more messy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.